Yeah. Yeah, Daf Chaf Hei, we're holding by the two dots. Two dots here, no? Here, top Gemara. Karfif. Karfif is like an open park, an open area of land that has Dalad Mechitzis, has Mechitzis around it. But Yosef Beis Asayim, it's an area wider than a Beis Asayim, means it's more than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. Shaloi Hukof Ladira, that Metchila, nobody was living inside the park. You have an open area that has Dalad Mechitzis around it, but it's wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. So the Loch is Midirabon, and it's called like a Carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry inside here Dalad Amis Midirabon. It's Midirite, it's Rishus HaYachid, because it has four walls around it. But Midrabanan, though, since it's wider than a Beis Asayim, it's called the Carmelis. Now, what you wanted to do is you wanted to make it smaller. It's the Mechitzas are too wide. It's more than 70 Amas apart. You want to make it a little bit smaller. You want to push the Mechitzas inwards to make the inside area less than 70 by 70. Is Miyatah Bilonus, if you want to plant trees in there to make the area less than 70 by 70, Loi Hevi Miyat. That's not called a Miyat. It's still considered there's a Beis Asayim here. Like we had the Gemara before, that when you have trees there, people can still live inside it. It's not called you took away from the area that you could live inside this Mechitza. So it's still called it's more than a Beis Asayim. Therefore, it doesn't take away from the area. Ma'ashem kein bona boy omud. Let's say in the middle, you build a platform. Gevoya asara, it's 10 tfochim high, for roch of dalet. You build like a new small platform in this middle of this big open area. That the platform itself is 10 tfochim high, and it's rochiv, it's wide, dalet tfochim. Then heavy miyat. That's called like a reshus by itself, and you can't use that, you can't sit there, it's like a reshus by itself. So you have to look, what about the rest of the area? All the open area in the karfif, in the open area. If the open area now is less than 70 by 70, because you took away some space, by putting inside it like a small hut, a small block, so then it's mutter. That's called heavy meat. Because you can't live on this mokum where you have this omud, where you have this platform, since this platform has reshus by itself. What about pochos me gimel? Let's say it's not rochav, it's less than gimel's fochum wide. It's like a platform of 10 fochum high, but it's less than gimel wide. Then loy heavy meat. That's considered like nothing, it's like a mokum ptur, it's like bottled to the ground. So you still call, you have an area more than a Beis Asayim. Since the platform is less than Gimel Tfachim wide, it's like nothing. It's bottled to the ground, and the Maitre, the whole area now inside is still more than a Beis Asayim. So Midrabanan is considered a Carmelis. What about Migimel V'Yadalid? You made this platform that it's like a 10 Tfachim high, but it's between Gimel Tfachim and 4 Tfachim wide. That's how wide it is. It's like 3.5 tfachim by 3.5 tfachim. This is the machlokes ready. Rabba Rama Hevi Miyat. Rabba says here you can go lakula. It's considered a reshus by itself, this little platform you have inside it. Even though it's only gimel and a half tfachim, it's called something, and it's called a miyat. For Rabba Rama, no, loy Hevi Miyat. Since it's less than 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it's not considered a miyat. So therefore, it's bottled to the ground itself. And it's still considered you have a big area here of a Beis Asayim, that's also. Now, what's the svar here? Rabbi Rama Hevi Miyat. Rabbi said this is called a Miyat, it's called the Rishus by itself. Donofak Leimiteris Lovud. Once it's more than 3 tfachim wide, it's out of the category of Lovud. You don't say Lovud, it's not called attached. So therefore, it's called the Rishus by itself. Rabbi Rama no. Loi Hevi Miyat. Kivan Lehevi Mokum Dalid Loi Choshev. That usually, the mokum, the smallest mokum you can have, it has to be at least dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim. That's usually the shear of Rishus HaYochid. The smallest Rishus HaYochid you could make is it has to be dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim wide. That's the smallest area you can make for Rishus by itself. So to make something, a chosh of Rishus, it has to at least be dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim. So here, since it's less than that, it's only 3.5, it's not called the Rishus by itself. So it's like bottle to the car for itself. This is like a picture 102. On page 66, like you have the base of Siam here, and it's more than a base of Siam, and you want to build in the middle a small platform to say, take out this area, and the rest of the area should be less than a base of Siam. So we say if the platform is 4 tfachim wide, that's a good reshus by itself, it's mamayit. If it's less than 3, it's zichanat. It's the machlokes between 3 and 4. Is that called the reshus by itself or not? And we pass in the kula that here once it's more than 3 tefachim wide, it's called the reshus by itself. Since this is only a din midi rabbanon, because midi arise, so once you have 4 mechitas all around you, it's considered a good reshus hayachid. You're allowed to carry the midi arise. It's only the rabbanon will machmir. So to take away the chumra with the rabbanon, it's enough if you have a miyut, even though it's only gimel by gimel, not even 4 by 4. What about hirchik min hakoysel dalit? You want to move away from the old mechitas. Again, originally you have this park that has dalit mechitas all around it, and the mechitas are wider than 70 yamas. It's more than a base of sayim. So it's awesome in the rabbanon to carry inside the park. Now you want to build a new mechitza, make it inwards a little bit, more than dalit tefachim away from the first wall. You indent and build a new wall across. And now if you look at this new wall, it's... You went away from the original wall. Dalit. You went away dalit tefachim from the original wall. The also mechitza. And now you build up a new wall now. Now this new wall, we'll see. Yerashi learns you made this new wall ladira. Now it's considered like you want to live inside this park. So it's not open shalai ladira, that you're not living there. But now you change the mind, you want to live inside it. So the locher is, you have to make a new mechitza. If you make a new mechitza, and this new mechitza is l'shem dira, for the fact you want to live inside it, then it's mutter. If you're living inside the area, no matter how wide the area is, you're allowed to be metalkal there. Like your own backyard, or your own front yard. If you have a mechitza, no matter how wide the mechitzas are, you're allowed to be metalkal there. See here also, now you want to go in dalet tefachim, and make a new mechitza cross, and this new mechitza is made l'shem dira. Is the loch hoyel avada that helps? Since you're making a new mechitza now, it's called hukof ladira, and you're allowed to carry now inside, even though it's more than a base of sayim inside. What about pochus megimel? You went away from the first mechitza just a little bit in. You didn't even go in gimel tefachim. You didn't even go in 12 inches. You went much less than gimel tefachim. Then loy hoyel. The new mechitza you're making means nothing. Since it's within gimel tefachim to the first mechitza, it's like it's sitting attached to the first mechitza. So the new mechitza you're making is not considered a new mechitza. It's considered attached to the old mechitza. So you do not make a new mechitza now. And so since it's not called hukof ladira, it's still aser. Migimel loy hoyel doesn't help you. What about migimel v'yadalid? Where you came in, you had the first wall here, you came in a little bit, less than 4 tefachim, but more than gimel tefachim. Between 3 and 4 tefachim, that's how much you came in. Here it's a machlokes. Rabbi Rama Hoyel. Rabbi says again it helps. It's called you made a new wall now, and this new wall is not bottled to the old wall, because it's more than gimel tefachim away from it. So therefore it's kosher. It's considered you made a new wall now, and this new wall is a new wall, and it, since it was made now to live inside the park, it's called hukof ladira, that's mutter. Rabbi says no, ain't a moil. This does not help. Why? This far is Rabbi Amahoyel. Rabbi says it helps. The nafik leimiteris loved. Once you went more than 3 tefachim away from the first wall, it's away. It's not considered attached anymore. More than 3 tefachim is called by itself. So you made a new wall. The new wall was made l'shem dira. It's mutter. Rabbi Rama ain't a moil. Rabbi says no, still doesn't help. Kivan loyhevi mokim dalid loychoshu. Since you did not move away dalit tefachim from the first wall, it's not called choshev a new wall by itself. It's still considered like this new wall now is bottle attached to the first wall. Because usually to make up a new mechitza, you have to have at least dalit tefachim in between one wall to another wall. And that's the least area you can have inside two walls that the walls make a new makim inside. So if it's not away dalit tefachim, we can't look like this new wall is considered a new wall. Fakert is still bottled to the old wall, so you did not make a new wall, therefore it doesn't help. That's this machlokes. So more Rav Simi master lekula. Rav Simi learned no. Here everybody holds you go lekula. What is lekula? Rashi learns laach pluk to this machlokes liel v'yomar de bishloisha de nofek leimiteris lovid kula moida to omod hevi miyit o mechitza hevi mechitza ledira. He learns in both these last two machlokes in, if you went away from the original wall, 3 tefachim, for sure it helps. Who then if you have the omud? You have the platform in the middle of this big park, and the platform is gimel tefachim, a gimel tefachim, according to everybody it helps. And like we're saying, since it's only a chumer midirabon that you can't carry inside the park, because really you have dalet mechitzas around, it's only midirabon and it looks like a caramelist, so the midirabon you can be makom. So once it's gimel tfachim, by gimel tfachim it's called a chashav rishus, or else if you moved away gimel tfachim from the first wall, the second mechitza is considered a new mechitza, and it was made l'shem dira. So where's the machlokes though? Over pachus mishloisha pligi. The machlokes says even if it's less than gimel tfachim, either away from the first wall, or else this platform you made in the middle is less than gimel by gimel. Even there, there's a machlokes. One man yelma says still that helps. Hey, you could be makel here. Since it's only an issim of the rabbonin, it looks like a caramelist. Any little bit you do to make it not a base for sayim, or to make it hook of ladira, it helps. Right. Tach boy tit. Again, you have this big park that's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Now you want to put cement along the wall to make the area smaller. If you put some cement here, like make the wall come thicker, you make the wall come out by putting cement on it. So now if you made the wall come to here, the rest of the area is less than a base of sayim. Then it become mutter to metatl inside it. It's only usher if the area is more than a base of sayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. But if you're going to make the wall a little bit thicker by adding cement onto it, that the inside area now will be less than 70 by 70, then it's mutter to metatl there. So, tach leitit, you added cement onto the wall. Now, v'yochol amad b'fnayatzma, if you added so much cement, that the cement by itself could be a brick wall by itself. Even if you take away the original wall, the cement could stay by itself, then according to everybody, have a miyat. That's called like you made a new wall now, and this wall takes away from the area. That's called you mamayit, you made the area smaller than a base of sayim, it's mutter. What about eina yochol lamoy b'fnayatzmoy? You made a little bit of cement stuck onto the wall. Now the cement by itself can't be a wall by itself. It's too thin. We're talking about where it's mamish kamat the base of sayim, just an inch longer. It's an inch more than a base of sayim. So all you have to do is just make this wall come out an inch to take away from the base of sayim. So you made the cement come out an inch, that's all. But this inch by itself can't stand or collapse. It only stands up because it's attached to the original wall. So this is the machlokes. Eina yochlam b'fnayatzmi, can't stand by itself. Rabbi Rama heavy miyat. Rabbi says, no, still you can be makel. Now, lemaisa, this cement is attached to the original wall, and lemaisa, the inside area, now is less than a base of sayim, so melas mutter to metatl inside it. Rabbi Rama, no, loy heavy miyat. Rabbi says, that's not called a miyat. Why not? Since this wall can't stand by itself, that's not called nothing. It's not mamayat the area. Rabbi Roma, heavy miyat. Rabbi says it's a miyat, valhash the miyu koi. Rabbi says it's called the miyat because right now this cement is standing. Since this cement is attached to the original wall, what do I care for fall away without the original wall? But now that you have the original wall there, it's not falling down, it's staying. So the maisa inside the area, it's less than a base of sayim. So you are allowed to carry in the area since it has four mechitas around there, since it's less than a base of sayim. Rabbi Roma loy have a miyat. Rabbi says, no, that's not considered a miyat. This mechitza is not called anything. Since by itself this cement will fall down and collapse, it's only up because it's attached to the original wall, that's considered like nothing. It's like commander lesi dummy. So lemaisa, the inside area is still looked as if it's more than a base of sayim. Therefore, it's also to metaltal inside this area, midi rabbanon on Shabbos. What about? Hirchuk min hatel dalit. You had a tail, you had a small hill in the middle of the carpet. Hirchik min hatel dalet. V'yosa mechitza. Hoyo. It helps. Hirchik min hatel, Rashi learns. Hirchik min hatel. Shebe carpet. V'yesh min hatel ad ha-mechitza yoysa mi beis ha-sayim. There's more than a beis ha-sayim between the tail and the mechitzas. Means you have a tail, means like there's a hill. There's like a little mountain in this open park, in this karfif. Yep, shabbat karfif. V'yesh min hatel ad ha-mechitza. Now between the hill and the mechitza yoysa mi beis ha-sayim. There's more than a beis ha-sayim there, harbe. Now v'yosa mechitza ladira. You put up now a new wall, and you had intention of living inside this area now. Eitzel tail next to the tail. Baruch dal tfachim. You went away dal tfachim from the tail.
Aber bei Adayin, Yeshba, Yeshim, Beisosayim. Still, there's more area inside there, more than a Beisosayim. Is Ben Yeshna Lechadosha, Avazulu Biraso. Hey, between the old one and the new one, there's still more than a Beisosayim. In other words, you had this big open park here, and in the middle of the park, there was a tail. There was like a mountain going up. So the mountain itself, we always say, has a shame Mechitza on it. So it's sitting like you have a Mechitza here. Now, from the tail to the bottom part of the Karfif, there was still more than a base of Sayim here. Now, what you wanted to do is build up a new wall. If you make a new wall with intentions of living inside, it's considered like you're making a new Hekif, Lishem Dira, and then it's Mutter to Metautel. So the question is, how far away do you have to go from the original tail? Is Hirchik Min HaTel Dalid, if you moved away from the mountain, Dalid Tvachim. V'yosa Mechitza, and you made a new Mechitza, Hoyel. Those Mechitzas help. You made a new Mechitza now, and this Mechitza was made L'Shem Dira, that helps you. What about Pochus Megimul? You went away from the first mountain less than Gimul Tvachim, like you're right next to the first wall. Or Yal Svasa Tel, or else Mamish at the end of the tail itself, you put up the Mechitza. Here are some achlokes. Rav Chizda, Rav Hamnuna. Chadama hoyol, v'chadama loy hoyol. One says it helps, and one says it doesn't help. What's the machlokes here? So really the case here is, we skip Rashi and say the stuff. So either you went away Dalit Tzvachim, then it Zich helps. The question is if you went away less than Gimel, or else Oy Al Svas HaTel. Now Svas HaTel means the edge of the hill. What does it mean? You build the Mechitzas up at the edge of the hill. In other words, the same case. You have a big Karfif here, a big spread out area, which is more than a Beis HaSayim, and you have Dalit Mechitzas all around it. So these Mechitzas, Midirabon, you can't carry inside, because it has a din karmelis. Now in the middle of it, or near the end of the karfif, there's a hill. The same case before. You have a hill there. So now you want to build a new mechitza. So the first case is you build a new mechitza in front of the tail. Dal damas away. That for sure was good. Now the shalav is, either you're within Gimel Tvachim from this mountain, or else mamash right on top of the mountain, by the svas of the mountain, you'll build up a mechitza like on top of the mountain. And this new mechitza now you're building, al manas, Lodur, that you want to live downstairs on the bottom part of the carpet. So it's the same shayla. You're like making a new mechitza now, and this new mechitza is made amanas lodur to live inside the carpet. So if it would be a good mechitza pshita, everything will be mutter. That's the halacha we had before. If you have a carpet and now you decide to live there, you have to make a new mechitza. If you make a new mechitza, it's good. But here the chesaron is, you're not making a new mechitza down on the bottom on the ground. You're making it al svas hatel, at the end, at the tip, the rim of the tail itself, of the mountain. Now the chesaron is, the tail itself is called the mechitza. So what you're doing is, really you have a bottom mechitza of dalat tochim, the tail itself. And now you're just lifting up the mechitza a little bit more. So this is called the mechitza agabe mechitza. So mechitza agabe mechitza, that's the machlokes, if this is good or not. You have the bottom part of the tail, that's one mechitza, and now you're just building up on top of that another part, so that's the shalat. Is that called a good mechitza or not? It's fucking hard.
So Gemara says what? It's a machlokes. Rav Chizda, Rav Hamnuna. It's a machlokes, Rav Chizda and Rav Hamnuna. Chado mahoyel, one says it helps, but chado mahoyel, one says it doesn't help. Yeah, so again, so the shalat is of these mechitzas that we're building on top of the tail, which is a chesaron, is called a mechitza, agave mechitza, is this called a good mechitza or not? Or else, where you only put a new mechitza within three tefachim from the first tail. So is that considered a new mechitza or no? It's considered building on to the old mechitza, still it's no good. Now you're adding and making the mechitza higher. That was really a gemara we had before. Once you have a mechitza once, if you add higher and higher to it, it's not considered you made a new mechitza. You're just building up the bottom mechitza. You're not making any new dinim. So Mela, since these bottom mechitzas, when you first had them, it wasn't amanat lodu to live inside, so the fact you're going to build a mechitza on top of it doesn't help. You can't make a mechitza on top of another mechitza. So what's the machlokes? The Mar says, this time I bring your raya now to Rav Chizda Amahoyel. Rav Chizda is the one that says it helps.
that if you build up a mechitza now at the end of the hill, at the tip of the hill, you bring it up 10 tefachim, it's called you made a new mechitza, and it helps. What's the raya? The yitmar. Ho'ayse mechitza gabe mechitza. Mamashawa case. First you had a mechitza on the ground. You had a good gate around. And then you build on top of that gate another gate. You made a mechitza gabe mechitza. Omer Rav Chisda, the Shabbos hoil. You should know for Shabbos that helps. What does it mean it helps? The chur means in our case that first you had this open park and you had mechitas all around them, but it wasn't made l'shem bira. So it wasn't made to live there like a regular park. It's only meant to walk around there. So it's wider than a base of Sayim. You can't be metaltal inside. Now you decided to live inside there, so you have to make like new mechitas. So let's say on top of the first mechitas you build higher and you made these higher mechitas with a kavana to live inside it. See, Taka says it helps. Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, b'Shabbos Hayom, v'ilche Shabbos, these mechitas help. V'nichsei hager lekona. And a nichsei hager, it doesn't help. Nichsei hager means the property that belongs to a ger. A ger, as a pshat is, when he dies, usually a ger has no yorshim. He has no children, and his father's brothers are still goyim, so there's no yorshim. So locher is, so whoever comes and makes a kinyan could be kind of his karka. It's like hefker. So let's say somebody sees the ger died, and he wants to go to the person's fields, and there's a mechitza there ready. He builds on top of that mechitza, he puts another mechitza on top of it. The locher is lekona. You didn't do anything. That's not called you a meshevech. He did something to the karka. Since the field had already a mechitza beforehand, now that you add a mechitza on top of it, that means nothing. That's not called a good chazaka. A chazaka means you have to do something, meshevech, fix up the ground. If the ground, the field, had a mechitza around it, the fact you made the mechitza high, it means nothing. So you're not kind of by nichsi ager. But I call upon him for Shabbos, he says the mechitza helps. For Rav Shesh Yisomar, af b'Shabbos nami loy hoyel. Even for Ilcha Shabbos, it doesn't help you. And the Sfar, like we're saying, when you have the bottom mechitza, since that is considered a mechitza already, that made it into a Shusa Yochid. The fact you build on top of the mechitza means nothing. A mechitza, agave mechitza, doesn't mean anything. Because the ikra of a mechitza is the bottom, yutzvachim. So no matter how high more you build, doesn't make any new din mechitza. So at this time, we have a Rai Rav Chisda, the one that says that for Ilcha Shabbos, you could make a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Omer Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda, umoydeli Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes, you have to be moided to me that even though you hold that a mechitza, agave mechitza does not help, if you have a regular gate around this field, and now you're going to make the gate higher, you, Rav Sheshes, says that doesn't help. And we understand you. Since you had the bottom gate, that was the mechitza, you pick it up another 10 tefachim, you didn't do anything more. But be moided to me, shim osa mechitza, al hatel shahoyel. Mashenken, in our case is you have this hill that went up more than 10 tefachim. So on top of the hill now we're saying, really it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because the tail itself is considered a mechitza. The bottom slope that goes up more than 10 tefachim is called the mechitzas. So now we're saying on top of the hill, if you're going to build up a mechitza 10 tefachim high, you should be moided to Rav Sheshes, this mechitza will help. Even though you hold, if you have a regular gate, and on top of the gate, you put another mechitza, that does not help. Here it's different though. Here, for the top of this hill, if you're going to build up a mechitza, the second mechitza is much better, helps. Why? My time, and why is this better? Hoyalu be'avir mechitzas hel yoynes hudar. The pshat is the people that are living on top of this hill, they bechlal don't see the bottom mechitzas. Even though the bottom of the hill is considered a mechitza, and the pshat is it's a lomdisha mechitza, that we say good asik. The bottom of the hill, the bottom 10 tefachim is called mechitzas. How does it help for the top area to make it into Rishus Yochid? It's a lomdisha mechitza. We say good asik. If you have a bottom mechitza, we look as if the mechitza goes up, and therefore on top of the hill is also called Rishus Yochid. But that's a lomdisha mechitza. Lamaisa, the people living on top of the hill, they don't see any mechitzas on the side. So if you're going to go now and build up a mechitza on top of the hill, even according to Rav Sheshes, this mechitza should help. Because it helps for the people living on top. The people on top, which mechitza do they see? They see this mechitza that you build up here. So since this mechitza helps for them, it makes them have a mechitza here, avada, that's called a good mechitza. And in our case, where the top of the hill is wider than a base of Sayim, it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So with Rabbanan, it has a din karmelis. You're not allowed to carry on top of this hill on Shabbos. If you're going to build up another wall now on top, just on one side, Al-Manat Lodr, to live inside there, So that's called now you made a mechitza now hukof ledira. Now you're allowed to be metaltal inside here even on Shabbos. Because since it's hukof ledira, you made a new mechitza al manas to live there, that helps. The question is, what's called the new mechitza? Even though mechitza, agave mechitza, is not called the good mechitza, here it is good. Because on top of the hill, the only mechitza you see people living here is this new mechitza you made up. Therefore, that's called the good mechitza. Yeah, he does hold. Yeah, sure he holds.
What do you need the mechitza on top for altogether? You'll
be part of the Rosheshes. That's what I'm saying. It's the chiddush. You don't need it. No, it's the chiddush, though. If you do make it, though, you need it because right now the top area is more than a base of sayim. So the old mechitzas don't help you because since it was loy hukof ledira, it has a din karmelis midrabbonin. So if I can't, you want to badafka make a new mechitza now with an intention of living in this area. That's called hukof ledira. So it's a chiddush. Even though you're putting up this new mechitza, which really doesn't help anything, the mechitza, because you have a bottom mechitza. But since lemaisa, the people on top see that mechitza, that's the svar it's called a good mechitza. Boyi rabba barbachona. Nivlo mechitzas hatachtoinis. Let's say in a case where first you had a fence, 10 tfachim high, and then the guy went ahead and built another fence on top of that, made it 20 tfachim high. So we're saying now, according to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't help you. The second mechitza means nothing. Even though you made it now with a kavanah to live inside there, but so what? That's not the ikar mechitza. The ikar mechitza is the bottom 10 tfachim. That's the ikar mechitza, and that was not made to live there. It doesn't help you. What about now in the middle of Shabbos, nivlo mechitza atachtoinis? This gate caved in, and the bottom 10 tfachim sunk into the ground. And what's the mechitza now? The top 10 tfachim. The 10 tfachim on top that you made, the shem dira, they became the mechitza now. For helyoina is kayomis. And the top 10 tfachim, that's what's standing on top of the ground now. Maho, what's the locha? Does that help or not? So he said, Lamai, what are you asking me about? Ilu nechsi ager, even in a case where we said the ger died, and you want to go be kind to his nechosim. So what you did was, even though there was a fence there already, you went and built the fence higher. Because if tomorrow, Avada, that will not help you over here. Because that's totally b'shas maisu, when you went to build the fence, it should be. So tomorrow, haino de Yirmiyah b'roi. This is the same halacha that Yirmiyah b'roi said over. The Omar Yirmiyah b'roi, he said over. Omar Rav Yehudi, said over the name of Rav Yehuda. Haiman de shada lifto. Pilo the Arya, the Ger. Somebody threw a lefes, a turnip, into a hole in the ground. That this ground, again, belonged to the Ger, and the Ger died now. So you want to know, is this called a chazaka or not? Did you fix up the ground at all? So all you did was, you took a lefes, you took a turnip, and you threw it into the ground. So he said, that means nothing. That's not called a chazaka. The Yosu Yisrael Achrina, now a second person came. Rofak Bar Purta, he went and plowed the ground a little bit. Basra Koni, the second one is Koina. Koma Loikonam, the first one is not Koina at all. My time away, the Yidna, the Shoda, Loikor Shavach. Because when the first one he did, he took the seeds, the turnip seeds, and he threw it into the ground. Now at that time, the ground was not plowed yet. It was not ready to be planted. Like you didn't do anything to the ground. When the second one came, ki koshovcha, memela komeshabcha. When the second one came and he plowed the ground, he was the one that fixed up the ground. When he plowed the ground, now the first one seed is going to grow. Let it look as if the first one did something to this ground. Let it look like the first one planted something that's growing. The Torah says no. The Shas, he put this seed in, it wasn't ready to grow. It wasn't plowed yet. Later, when it got plowed, it's considered like it's growing by itself. So that's not called the chazaka b'nichsi ager. Here also, when you made the mechitza, there was a fence there. And you made a fence on top of the fence. So the top fence means nothing. So b'shas mais, you didn't make any kinyin chazaka. Later, the bottom one caved in, and now the top fence is standing. For hilchas chazaka kinyonim, that zikha would not help you. Velo linyin Shabbos. Now our question is, hilchas Shabbos, in our case, where first you had this big carpet, this big park, more than a base of sayin. So those mechitzas were no good. Now you went and build up another mechitza on top of it with a kavana to live inside it. But we're saying the second mechitzas don't help you because that's a mechitza, gaba mechitza, which means nothing. So the question is now when the bottom wall caves in and now you have the top wall, El Linyan Shabbos is having mechitza hanasis b'Shabbos. L'chura, when the bottom one caves in, we say...